This is Dakota Datebook for October 8th. As Europe edged toward World War I in 1914, armies still relied on horsepower of the four-legged kind. Sir Douglas Haig, a British cavalry officer, said, "Airplanes and tanks are only accessories to the man on a horse." Horses and mules were needed for pulling artillery, supply wagons, and ambulances. The war required hundreds of thousands of horses. However, when the war began, the combatants did not have a sufficient supply of horses and mules. While patriotic young men eagerly lined up at recruiting centers, acquiring horses proved more challenging. It soon became clear that the warring nations needed to acquire horses from other nations. Purchasing agents quickly arrived in the United States and spread out across the country in search of suitable animals. The British Remount and Mule Purchase Commission established a shipping station at Newport News, Virginia. This station included vast corrals, veterinary facilities, and modified ships with stalls. By the fall of 1917, it is estimated that 500,000 American horses and mules had been shipped to Europe. On this date, in 1914, the Williston Graphic warned that horse prices were likely to rise dramatically. The newspaper noted that one French cavalry officer used up his horses at a rate which alarmed the War Office and the British taxpayer. Also, on this date, in 1914, the Department of Agriculture saw an opportunity for farmers to benefit from increased prices. The department advised farmers to breed horses, recommending that they mate their best working mares with their best working stallions. When European buyers arrived in North Dakota in November of that year, the Grand Forks Herald echoed concerns about rising prices, noting that the scarcity of these animals is driving up the price. With only 20,000 tractors in the entire United States, farmers, still reliant on horses and mules, felt the impact. These warnings proved accurate. At the beginning of 1914, a workhorse could be bought for $50 to $75. By December, a European buyer in Oaks purchased horses for $175 each, and by the end of the war, 4 years later, prices had doubled. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.